My guest at this time is John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always great to be here, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the news on Capitol Hill, and that's that the leadership elections have taken place this week, and the new leadership looks a whole lot like the old leadership in both parties on both sides of the aisle. It's not a surprise that that happened with Republicans, since they made gains and took the control of the House. But on the Democratic side, Nancy Pelosi survives a pretty weak challenge from Heath Shuler, although apparently the meeting was pretty contentious. And Harry Reid, of course, is going to stay on as Senate Majority Leader. Some say that this means the Democrats haven't learned anything from the midterms. Others say that they did accomplish some things, even though they weren't necessarily very popular, and that those people who accomplished those things should stay. How do you read it?
Well, on the Republican side, we have always known what the lineup was going to be. The only surprise, of course, is that Indiana's Congressman Mike Pence stepped down as chairman of the House Republican Conference, the number four position in the GOP hierarchy, and Congressman Jeb Hensarling of Texas, an expert on budget and spending issues, succeeded him. On the Democratic side, as you say, it was no surprise to see Nancy Pelosi become the first House Speaker to move on to being Minority Leader since 1954. It's very hard to go into the minority when you've been the boss before that. That said, I think what's more important than the personalities and the faces are the issues that are going to be pursued. Will the Republicans, under Boehner, for example, in the House, go after issues that make them look less like the party of no and more like the party of the future? And how will Democrats react with President Obama? Look, it's no secret that House Democrats have moved decidedly to the left. One-third of the House Democrats come from three states now, all known for being left-of-center states. And certainly the fact that Pelosi beat a Southerner, Congressman Heath Shuler of North Carolina, was no surprise and is reflective of that. Given the fact that Bill Clinton moved to the right and cultivated the middle, after Republicans won control of Congress, how could a Barack Obama move in the same direction with that kind of base in Congress? It will be fascinating to watch.
It will be fascinating. And one of the longtime congressional fixtures, of course, John, has been Charlie Rangel, former chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. He had to step down given the accusations against him that he violated multiple ethical rules, given his efforts at fundraising for a political institute bearing his name, investments and properties in New York and the Dominican with potential tax problems, hasn't paid certain taxes. He mounted a very bizarre defense this week by basically mounting no defense. So he's been convicted on 11 of those counts, and now we're awaiting the sentencing. How do you view what's unfolded this week in the Ethics Committee?
Well, I think the clock is ticking on Charlie Rangel's time in Congress. And the worst-kept secret is that the congressman will not finish out the term to which he was renominated and reelected, and will resign, probably, setting the stage for a special election. Another thing that doesn't surprise me is that Assemblyman Adam Clayton Powell IV, the runner-up in the primary to Rangel, has never conceded defeat nor closed down his campaign headquarters. He knows what's coming. Look, Charlie Rangel, at age 80 and after 40 years in Congress, does not need the aggravation and can't really afford to play in this game anymore. The day that he resigns from Congress, all these charges and all this retribution goes away, because Congress will not take action against someone who's no longer a member. The only question in my mind is when.
John, now let's talk about the lame duck session now and a number of things that are either likely or possible to come up in the next few weeks here. I want to get your thoughts on whether they'll be dealt with, and if so, how. Let's start with the Bush tax cuts. Republicans, of course, want them all extended. Democrats say extend all of them except for the wealthiest tax bracket. Who wins?
Oh, I think that the Republicans will win on this, because this is something, as Congressman-elect Todd Rokita of Indiana said, we will break Obama on. Increasingly, no matter what the president said, his own advisors realize he has to go along to some degree in extending tax credits for everyone. Now, whether this will be a permanent extension or a two-year extension for the highest wage earners, no one knows. But the extension will be there. Anything perceived as a major tax increase will only rebound on the people who were running things and the man in charge at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
We're talking with John Gizzi of Human Events. John, let's move on to a couple issues now that Harry Reid today has promised to move forward on. First of all, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which the House approved, and of course it's been the subject of a major legal fight in the federal court system. But he says it's going to come up in the Senate. Will it? And if so, how will the vote come out?
It will come up in the Senate. And remember, we have notably a lot of people who are backers of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, who were elected, and their ranks were enhanced by the recent election. I think of former Senator Dan Coats of Indiana returning to his old job, formerly a member of Senate Armed Services Committee, and himself a veteran, who will fight tooth and nail to see that this policy is maintained. Certainly the same could be said about Rob Portman of Ohio, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, and others. My guess is that totally undoing and upending Don't Ask, Don't Tell just won't work. There aren't the votes, and it's not something that Democrats, very wounded from this last election, want to spend their political capital on.
Harry Reid also promising to bring up the DREAM Act, which would allow taxpayer dollars to be spent on college scholarships for children of illegals who have completed high school in this country. Obviously a very incendiary topic, but Reid says it's coming forward, and there's certainly an effort to do so in the House as well.
I heard the Democratic pollster Stan Greenberg and political consultant James Carville speak at a press breakfast this morning, and the DREAM Act, something which would only galvanize the president's base among Hispanic Americans very clearly, is something he can draw the line on, just as Bill Clinton, while embracing a lot of what congressional Republicans wanted in the 1990s, nonetheless said some things were off the table and managed to win that fight.
John, another big issue that the president even spoke out on today, and that's the START treaty, the nuclear reductions treaty that he worked out with Russian President Medvedev. John Kyle says that it's not going to come up in the lame duck, and of course you need two-thirds to ratify, so it would have to be considered harder to ratify in the new Senate than the current one. What's going to happen?
I have a funny feeling that the START treaty will be enacted. Increasingly, those in the know say it would be a very good thing, and would definitely improve our relations with Russia. The skeptics abound, though, but I have to believe that given what is behind it, and the fact this is something in which the White House and congressional Republicans could agree on, that will probably see its day.
John, very interesting weeks to come here. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Looking forward to Congress coming back, but not until after Thanksgiving and Christmas are over. I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John, have a happy Thanksgiving, since that'll fall on Thursday next week. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America.